Thank you for calling customer care. This is Erica. May I please have the zip code associated with the account you're calling about today?
04294.
04294?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for that, ma'am. Just hang tight with me for a moment. Let's see here.
I sent a smart watch back. And the lady said last week when I called that she would return $25 or 25% back of the $69 they took out of my account. And I haven't got anything yet on my my account or in my account.
I'm sorry about that, ma'am. May I please have your first and last name?
Sharon Cox.
Thank you, Ms. Cox. Let's see here. May I please have your shipping address?
101 Village View, apartment 40, Wilton, Maine.
Thank you so much, ma'am. I do appreciate that. Let's see here. Okay, let's see here. Okay, just hang tight with me. I'm so sorry about all this.
On the other end, on your end, that it was pending in back to that card, but the bank told me that it would go right through to that card.
Yes, ma'am. Let me see what is going on. I don't understand why it didn't go through. So just let's see here. Sorry.
That's okay.
Let's see. 2504. Let's see here. Okay, it's saying that there is, like, did you cancel the card or anything? Or
I
change
did,
the account?
The bank blocked it when it first came on there because I didn't know what the heck it was.
Oh,
and
of course.
It kept coming up as groceries, and I had no idea what it was. So they blocked it because I didn't remember even buying it, never mind anything else. And then that lady said I was supposed to cancel within so many days. I did not even know that either. You know, or they'd take out of my account. Well, I didn't even see that. So they blocked the card so nobody else could take out of it. And she said it would still go back onto that card.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. I just tried to refund it myself, and it's not letting me. It's saying that it's like an invalid card number. So what you can do, what you could do, is have call your bank and ask them to call us and temporarily unblock the card, and and we will be able to refund that $25.04.
Okay.
And the same thing would work. It would have to be unblocked so that you can receive the rest of the refund. When are you shipping the watch back?
Oh, I already did. Like
okay,
about a week ago.
Okay, so it would have to be unlocked so that the other part of that refund could go in as well.
Okay.
So if you call back with your bank, and because they can temporarily, if the card was canceled, even if it was canceled, they can still temporarily unblock the card. And if they tell you that they can't, ask to talk to a supervisor because they can do it, I promise.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes.
And what is the best number and the name? I've got Jackal. That's all I have on my bank statement. That's what I wrote it back to, too.
Mm-hmm.
I sent it back as Jackal because that's what it comes up as.
Of course.
What is the name of it?
Yes. Well, can I have your shipping address? I'm sorry.
Oh,
really quick.
101 Village View, apartment 40.
Mm-hmm.
Wilton, Maine.
Okay, awesome.
294.
Yes, ma'am. So it would be let me go and check the shipping address really quick here.
Okay. I sent it back to the address that
105 Sarah Way, number 179, La Pizzas, California.
Yeah.
It's Vibe Watch. It would be under Vibe Watch.
Okay. I sent it to Jackal because that's what it came up as.
Oh, I understand.
I have your address.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what's a good number for the bank? Is it 1-844?
It's the number is just the number that you called in today.
Okay. I'll have to look at it again.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm so sorry about all this and any inconvenience.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer care. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, ma'am. Goodbye.